Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is The Natural Alternative. I wanted to chat for a minute about why steroids, and so many people are on steroids, why they increase the appetite and make people crave sugar. And there's several different reasons for this. So one of the first things is that steroids like prednisone raise blood glucose. So they make the liver resistant to insulin, which leads to higher circulating sugar levels. This can trigger cravings as the body tries to regulate energy balance. If you're not metabolizing your sugar, your body keeps wanting to have more so that your energy needs are met. Prednisone also interferes with leptin and ghrelin. These are two hormones that balance our appetite. So when we eat, we feel sated and we don't keep on eating. So because the ghrelin and leptin levels are thrown out of whack, it means that people can be feeling their brain is waiting for that message saying that they've eaten enough. So prednisone suppresses leptin, which signals fullness, and increases ghrelin, which stimulates hunger, making you feel constantly hungry. Another thing is stress mimicry. So the stress response mimicry. So because prednisone mimics cortisol, the body interprets it as a stress signal, and stress hormones drive cravings for quick energy foods like sugar and carbohydrates. Stress hormones often drive cravings for quick energy foods like sugar and carbohydrates. And the other thing is the dopamine reward system. So prednisone can enhance our dopamine signaling, making sugary foods feel more rewarding. The effect can lead to compulsive craving for sweets. I remember a study that was done maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and they were looking at people's dopamine levels in the body, and they found that people who were depressed when they ate something sweet, they had four times the amount of dopamine hit because of these sugary sweet foods than someone who has balanced hormones. So when our hormones are out of balance, that just makes for a lot, it makes for more problems when we have to take steroids, prednisones, that sort of thing. So a couple of support mechanisms for a start, keeping that blood sugar balance. You can take things with chromium and vanadium in them, potentially alpha lipoic acid and zinc as well, because they're the building blocks for making insulin in your body. To help to balance your blood sugar. Sometimes steroids, because steroids can flatten the immune system in people. You know, it's given to people with autoimmune conditions. So therefore, things like parasites or bacteria or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, these sort of things might get out of control in the body. They love a sweet, acidic environment. So it's not a bad idea to have something up your sleeve, have it at home, things like, you know, Intestamine or Bactrex or Parex or, you know, ivermectin or fenbendazole, and around that full moon every month, take a dose for a good week every month to try to keep some of these little bugs at bay. Another thing you can do to try to balance the body overnight with blood sugar levels is 50 grams of cheese before bed. And then if you can manage it, 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in water before bed. And the combination, the apple cider vinegar helps to balance your blood sugar level overnight, and the cheese or something fatty helps to balance your blood sugar. So between the acidity, which this is balancing, and the blood sugar, which the cheese is balancing, it just helps you to stay in a more balanced mechanism overnight. Okay, hope that was useful. Have a good day. Bye.